Our email bag was full last weekend. Many of you wrote that the word acronym was misused in an essay about WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. Whenever we receive such complaints, we turn to our reference librarian, Kim Oleski, who loves words and hates when we abuse them. She provided the preface to the Acronyms, Initialisms, and Abbreviations Dictionary. The editor, Mary Bonk, writes, "Distinctions are not always made among the three terms used in the current title, nor are distinctions always necessary, since in many ways the definitions overlap. But the most commonly accepted, if somewhat simplified, explanations are as follows. An acronym is composed of the initial letters or parts of a compound term. It is usually read or spoken as a single word rather than letter by letter." Ms. Bonk gives the examples radar and laser. She then explains that an initialism is also composed of the initial letters or parts of a compound term, but is generally verbalized letter by letter rather than as a single word. For example, PO for post office or RPM for revolutions per minute. An abbreviation is a shortened form of a word or words that does not follow the formation of either of the above. Examples include APR for April and DR for doctor. Paul During of Rochester, New York, comes to our rescue, sort of. He first explains that we were wrong in our use of the word acronym, but then he offers that WMD for weapons of mass destruction can be made into an acronym. We mad. You're listening to Weekend Edition from Nipper, NPR, National Public Radio News.